This is the New Standard Radio News Update for the week ending January 19th. I'm Michelle Chen. As President Bush prepares to boost the Iraq occupation by more than 20,000 troops, critics are calling on Congress to take legislative action to stop the escalation of the war. Some lawmakers are proposing to set limits and conditions on war spending to curb military operations. But Democrats are divided on whether to wield their constitutional power of the purse. The move could be politically risky and would face a White House veto. Yet critics say the real obstacle is the Democrats' own fear of taking a decisive stance on the war. Michael Ratner is president of the Center for Constitutional Rights, a human rights advocacy group.
Most people now believe that this war should be drawing to an end and we should be de-escalating and not escalating it. In the face of that, it seems to me that it's completely legitimate and reasonable, and a congressman should not be weak-kneed about saying you can't have any more money than it takes to withdraw these troops in a year, and it has to be used only for that purpose.
Congress could also try to end the occupation by repealing the 2002 resolution authorizing the war. But skeptical analysts predict Congress will shy away from forcing the issue and instead settle for just publicly criticizing the administration's policies. From schoolyard bullying to street harassment to brutal murders, violence is often part of the transgender experience. Recent reports reveal that violence against people transgressing traditional gender roles is a pervasive problem. The reports found that anti-transgender murders are often extremely violent and overwhelmingly target young people and people of color. A.V. Skolnick is coordinator with the New York City Gay and Lesbian Anti-Violence Project and is transgender himself.
In the U.S. at least, we have a society that sends a message that there's certain rules of gender conformity that, you know, everyone's got to abide by. You know, the consequences for not abiding by those rules really range from being ostracized all the way up to being murdered.
Gender advocates say anti-transgender violence is part of a cycle of institutional barriers and economic disparities. Because of discrimination, many transgender people have fragile employment and housing situations, which in turn can leave them more vulnerable to violence. As part of the ethics reform effort now being debated in the Senate, some lawmakers want to target corporate-funded nonprofit organizations that simulate grassroots lobbying groups. With names like the United Seniors Association, these so-called AstroTurfs often appear to be populist organizations, but actually receive funding from insurance, pharmaceutical, or other industries. A new bill would require AstroTurfs to disclose large donations they receive for campaign efforts that encourage the public to lobby their congressional representatives. However, opponents say the provision violates free speech rights. And aside from the legal hurdles, advocates say the measure would only be effective if Congress establishes an independent office to enforce ethics reform legislation. 5 years after the collapse of the World Trade Center, the Environmental Protection Agency has finally launched a plan to clean up pollution left behind by the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Residents and businesses in downtown Manhattan can volunteer to participate in the cleanup program. The plan will test for and clean several pollutants, including asbestos and lead. But local activists say the program is scientifically flawed, covers too small an area, and does not do enough to protect local employees who may be exposed to toxic dust from Ground Zero in their workplaces. Suzanne Mate is New York City executive with the Sierra Club.
The bottom line is they don't want to find anything. They've designed the plan to not find anything. They don't want to do cleanup. They don't want to admit that the contamination got into buildings. This plan is nothing but a cover-up.
Environmental groups and unions say they will continue to push for more comprehensive cleanup measures, as well as congressional oversight of the government's efforts. A national animal rights group is calling attention to the artificial insemination of turkeys for the mass production of poultry. Activists with Farm Sanctuary call the practice unnatural and ethically repugnant, and have released a report examining the conditions that the birds face. According to the investigation, male turkeys are subject to forced ejaculation, while females are forcefully inseminated. Industry representatives defend the breeding process as safe and humane, but a 2004 study found that artificial insemination of poultry can create a public health hazard by spreading diseases such as salmonella. The New Standard is a 100% reader-funded, independent hard news website. To read full coverage of these stories and more by TNS journalists, go to newstandardnews.net.